I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stronger Minds with me, Kimberly Wilson. I'm a chartered practitioner, psychologist, and author with a master's degree in nutrition. So I talk about psychology, mental health, food, and everything in between. The aim is that you leave this short podcast informed and in possession of some helpful, practical tips to support your well-being. Today, I want to talk to you about microbes, specifically the ones in your gut that we're discovering play important roles in supporting your overall health, including your brain and mental health. But there's a lot of noise out there and a lot of grand claims being made. In this episode, I want to help you to cut through the noise and make sense of this fascinating but complex area of research. It probably makes sense to start with outlining the microbiome. A microbiome is a population of microorganisms, and they can be found anywhere and everywhere in nature, in the soil, in the air, and on and in your body. The gut microbiome is the population of microbes including bacteria, viruses, parasites, which aren't necessarily all bad, and archaea, a type of single-celled organism. In your body, the largest population of these microbes live in your gut, which is an absolutely perfect environment for them. It's warm, damp, has a high surface area, and ideally, a plentiful supply of their favorite food. Which brings us to our first category, prebiotics. Prebiotics are not microbes, but is the word for the substrate, the things that they feed on. Technically, they are non-digestible food components that are beneficial to gut bacteria. And when gut microbes degrade or break down these prebiotics, one of the byproducts they produce is a class of compounds called short-chain fatty acids. And short-chain fatty acids do a bunch of cool stuff. First, they are the primary energy source for the cells that line your gut, helping to protect the integrity of your gut lining and the general health of your colon. Secondly, one of the short-chain fatty acids, butyrate, has anti-inflammatory properties and has been linked to improvements in inflammatory bowel conditions like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Animal studies also indicate that they may be protective against colon cancer. And this is likely to be the mechanism behind the established finding in human epidemiology that people who eat diets high in fiber have lower risk of colon cancer. But since the food you eat is the main source of energy for your gut microbes, if you're not consuming foods rich in prebiotics, you'll be missing out on these protective effects. In practice, what this means is that we should be trying to consume a range of prebiotic-rich foods every day. These include members of the onion family, like leeks, garlic, onions, shallots, and chives. Chicory and Jerusalem artichokes. Whole grains like oats, wheat, barley, and rye. Cow's milk dairy products like yogurt and kefir. And peas, beans, and seeds. Let's move on now to probiotics, which are the microbes, usually bacteria and sometimes yeasts, that are promoted as being beneficial to your gut microbiota and other aspects of your health. Probiotics may be supplements in pill, powder, or liquid form, or present in fermented foods like yogurt, sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, kombucha, and so on. Probiotics are promoted to the general population on the basis that microbiome research has found correlations between certain populations of gut microbes and different diseases or conditions. For health conditions, researchers think about certain species of bacteria like a drug, considering the specific condition, the dose, duration of treatment, and measurable health outcomes. However, the average person is likely to be deriving little to no benefit from taking a generic, off-the-shelf probiotic supplement. Partly because depending on the quality of the supplement, it's not guaranteed that enough microbes, what are called colony-forming units, actually make it to the colon, but especially if they're not eating enough fiber or prebiotics. Taking probiotics but not eating fiber is like inviting your neighbours over for lunch and then not giving them anything to eat. They'll probably leave, and when they do, they'll be pissed. If you have a condition like IBS that might be helped with select probiotics, seek the advice of a gut specialist dietitian who'll be able to advise you on the specific species, dose, and duration of supplements that have evidence to support their use. For my money, the vast majority of people who want to support their gut health would be better off not taking a supplement, but increasing their intake of fiber and fermented foods. Particularly because research indicates that consuming fermented foods is the fastest way to increase your gut microbiome diversity. And what we know for the moment is that a diverse microbiome seems to be linked with better health outcomes. You may be wondering about leaky gut. Should you be worried? I won't have enough time in this episode to do justice to the topic of leaky gut, so please hang tight for next week's episode, which will be dedicated to it. Okay, it's time to take a short break. When we come back, I'll explain postbiotics and the fascinating world of psychobiotics.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The advertisements you just heard are automatically generated, so I have no idea what they were for. You'll get a different one depending on where you are in the world. If you would prefer an ad-free listening experience, or you simply enjoy the podcast, you find it personally valuable, perhaps you're someone who's used my resources in the classroom or with your own clients, please consider becoming a patron. It's the price of a hot chocolate once a month and allows me to sustain the podcast. But if that's not accessible for you, you can always listen to the free feed, which is the one you're listening to right now. It's exactly the same content. For anyone interested in becoming a patron, it's patreon.com/KimberlyWilson, and that's Kimberly with an L-E-Y. And on that note, a very big thank you to my newest patron, Michelle D, for all of your support. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Postbiotics might be a name that is less familiar to many of you. And in fact, there are currently two definitions in circulation. One is that postbiotics are the bioactive byproducts that are produced when gut microbes break down prebiotics. So by this definition, short-chain fatty acids are a type of postbiotic. The other definition is that postbiotics are inactive, immobilized, or dead prebiotics, or friendly bacteria, that when consumed can still have a biological effect. So for example, your immune cells might still recognize a fragment of a bacterial cell wall and be triggered into action. And in this case, cooking fermented foods, like adding kefir to your baking or turning kimchi into fritters, could still provide some of the benefits of the uncooked or unpasteurized fermented food. The upside of inactive bacteria is largely to provide immune or gut support to people who are immunocompromised, such as someone undergoing chemotherapy. The downside is that we know even less about them than we do probiotics. So my take home from this is simply to experiment with including probiotic-rich fermented foods into more of my cooking, but otherwise, not to worry about them too much. And now we come to what, for me, is one of the most interesting areas of investigation and potential clinical applications of gut microbiome research. The term psychobiotics was coined by psychiatrist Professor Ted Dynan and colleagues at University College Cork to describe bacteria which, when consumed in adequate amounts, have a positive effect on mental health. Though much of the early research had been conducted on animals, usually mice and rats, there is growing evidence that some species of lactobacilli and bifidobacterium may be beneficial in those with a clinical diagnosis of depression, with some preliminary evidence for postnatal depression as well. Animal studies indicate benefit for stress and anxiety, but at the moment, that is less supported for humans. If they do something, let's say for depression, patients might derive the most benefit not just from consuming the specific supplement, but by increasing their intake of prebiotics alongside. That is to say, to be a good host and give your guests some food. And of course, these interventions should be considered as adjuncts to therapy or other mental health treatment. So, how can the bugs in my gut affect my mental health? There are several ways that what happens in the gut can affect the brain and vice versa. The chemicals and other compounds produced by these microbes could be acting on the vagus nerve, which is the main structural component of the gut-brain axis, going all the way from the brain to the gut via the major organs. Another way is through our new best friends, the short-chain fatty acids, which have anti-inflammatory properties. In fact, some have similar chemical composition to mood-stabilizing medications like sodium valproate. Other byproducts like B vitamins, hormones, certain neurotransmitters, and their precursors might also play a role. Although, all of those people who say that 90% of serotonin is made in the gut are reminded that gut-derived serotonin does not cross the blood-brain barrier, the highly selective barrier that sits between the brain and bloodstream that I described in the first episode of the Brain Health Q&A published a couple of weeks ago. If you want to hear more about psychobiotics, I interviewed Ted Dynan's long-term collaborator and all-round lovely person, Professor John Cryan, for an earlier episode of the podcast. If this episode has you wondering how to increase your intake of fermented foods, by far the easiest is kefir, for which you only need a tablespoon of kefir grains and some whole milk. To show you how easy it is, I've recorded a video for you, which I'll post on Instagram and then link here when it's live. And a final note on one of the other byproducts of microbial metabolism of dietary fiber. Yes, gas. Whenever I discuss my love of beans on Instagram, there's always concerned questioning about gas, flatulence, farting, if you will. So here's the lowdown. A healthy gut can produce up to 1.5 liters of gas per day. The vast majority of that gas is a combination of hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and methane. The fragrant stuff is from sulfur-containing gases, but they make up less than 1% of overall fart composition. Though they will be increased when you eat sulfur-containing foods like cruciferous vegetables, members of the onion family, eggs, and meat. But the overall amount of gas you produce will be linked to your specific microbiota and your diet. Now, unless it's associated with bloating, constipation, lots of belching, abdominal pain, or is very excessive, producing and passing gas is normal and healthy. And I'll be straight with you. If you are increasing the amount of fiber in your diet, as most of us should, you will experience increased gas production. So if you're increasing your fiber intake, do go slowly to give your gut bugs time to adjust. Introduce small portions and increase your hydration alongside. But essentially, a few farts are the tax we pay for having a happy, well-fed microbiota. I like to just think of farts as their way of saying thank you for a lovely meal. In summary, a well-functioning gut microbiota is an important contributor to and protector of your overall health. In the future, it might be possible to give someone a targeted bacteria or a specific type of fiber to support or maybe even treat their mental health condition. But that is not the world we live in right now, because we're still not sure what a healthy microbiome means for each person other than diverse. And the best way to achieve a diverse gut microbiome is not by taking probiotic supplements, but by eating a broad array of plants, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, fruits, vegetables, herbs and spices, and eating fermented foods like yogurt, blue cheese, kefir, kimchi, kvass, tapache, and so on a daily basis. Okay, that's all I have for you this week. If you like me in your ears, you might enjoy me in your inbox. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter where I tackle a different mental health theme every month. So things like the psychology of taste and flavor, love, money, and for April, stress. You can sign up in the link in the episode description. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider either sharing it or leaving a positive review. That just leaves me to thank you very much for listening, and until next time, take very good care.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.